announcement. Let's see if we have any new ones who haven't been, or those who haven't been here for a while. Let's start it from the section in front of me. Any new ones? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning. My name is Brother Paolo from visiting from the Philippines.
Amen.
Welcome.
Oh.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. Welcome, Brother Paolo. Hallelujah. Okay. Any new ones on the section on my right side? Any new ones?
Here.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Any new ones in this two sections behind? Praise the Lord. Okay. Any new ones on this section? Okay.
Oh yeah. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Sister Ping got baptized last night, and beyond that, her father was baptized too, and her mother was baptized as well.
Hallelujah!
Praise the Lord for the entire family.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Okay,
我见黄倩青，哎，为一个弟兄姊妹做一点见证。昨天晚上在那个讲义家，真的是经历这个圣灵的这个水流啊。那个我张平当时决定受浸之后，他还说，哎呀，不会今天晚上吧？他说那个我要不要等到下个星期？结果爸爸站起来说。 今天晚上就要受浸，对，更好玩是后面那个，我们的 Timothy， 这是我的表姐，她那个从俄亥俄过来，她是我们的姊妹，但是她的儿子是12岁，也叫 Timothy， 她跟着这个叔叔阿姨张平后面就说我也要受浸，所以昨天晚上在 Fasting Radio 有4位的弟兄姊妹受浸。
This is a true testimony of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
Who are calling the Son of Peace into His name.
Amen.
Amen. So, brothers and sisters, I would like to remind you, so far this year, we have 18 long-lasting fruit baptized into the name of Lord Jesus. Please continue to remember them and remember the burden of gospel preaching.
Amen.
Can you translate what they tested?
Sure, yeah. Sure. Now, sister just give us very strong and very enjoyable testimony that Sister Ping was asking at the very beginning, should we baptize into the name of the Lord today or tonight? And next week. And her father say, no, not next week, but right now. Right now. And then brother was baptized into the name of the Lord, and his wife also baptized. And follow that.
Hallelujah.
And Sister Ping was baptized into the name of the Lord as well.
Amen.
And then a younger brother, a young people brother, his name is Timothy. He's visiting his aunt, right?
Yeah.
He's visiting his aunt with her, with his family. And his name was also Timothy. And then when he saw that these families get baptized, he said, I want to get baptized into the name of the Lord now. Amen. So hallelujah for the wonderful salvation unto the family and unto this young brother Timothy.
Amen.
So brothers and sisters, this is very encouraging message to us.
Amen.
We should call upon those sons of peace.
Amen.
And bring them into the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So do remember this coming Saturday, there is a Central Jersey Young People Gospel Meeting.
Right. Amen.
It is scheduled between 5:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Amen.
Right after this gospel meeting, there is a sixth graders baptism. Let's continue to pray for all of the sixth graders, and may all of them can be baptized into the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. On that day, June the 8th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., there is a street fair at Piscataway Township Building. We reserve a slot and will set up a table and use this opportunity to reach out to the communities in Piscataway and nearby township.
Amen.
This is a great opportunity of outreach, and the table setup begins at 8:30 a.m. We are calling our saints to come up and support this event. And brothers and sisters, I have a sign-up sheet for this street fair, so please take an effort to sign up for this event. Next is Brother Ricky will come to the church in Piscataway on Saturday, June the 22nd, to fellowship with children's parents, serving ones, and young people's parents. There are two sessions. The first session is the fellowship of children's service, begin from 2:30 to 4 o'clock. Right after a break, the Young People's Fellowship will begin from 4:30 to 6 p.m. So saints, please come and to attend this fellowship. Next one is for tomorrow, Brother Minero and two Bible for America serving saints will visit New Jersey tomorrow, and there will be a fellowship with saints in New Jersey from 6:30 p.m. tomorrow at the meeting hall of the church in Fair Lawn. They will share with us the Bible for America burden, current projects, and present status. This fellowship is open to all of our saints, and we'd like to invite all of us to come and attend this fellowship if you can. For details of logistics, please fellowship with Brother Shepherd. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Another good news is Brother Shah and Sister Amanda's second son, Ethan Lowe, was born on May the 29th.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. One other thing is our book reading schedule. We are entering into the life study of Numbers, chapter 45 and 46.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise to the Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Any other announcements?
Yeah, children's. So today we'll have the children's exhibit. So brothers on this, yeah, saints on this side, maybe you should move your seats around. Yeah. Or you can, yeah.
This will be our last time for our children to give presentations this school as a member. So we have five groups from 1 year old to 12 years old. We'll start from 6th grade, 3 to 5, K to 2,
and pre-K and toddler. So there will be five classes of their children. It's like Matthew 19:14 said, Jesus said, allow the little children and do not prevent them from coming to me, for of such is the kingdom of the heavens.
Amen.
Now we welcome sixth graders. Are you ready?
Hello, we are the sixth graders, and today we are going to present the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6:9-6:13.
You then pray in this way. Our Father who is in the heavens, your name be sanctified.
Amen.
Your kingdom come, your will be done, as in heaven, so also on earth.
Give us today our daily bread.
And forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors.
And do not bring us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Hello, I'm Lorena. I'm in sixth grade. I live in Hillsboro. I'm going to be baptized this weekend, June 8th.
Amen! I'm Timothy, and I'm from Basking Ridge, and I'm also going to get baptized this weekend, too.
Amen. I'm Morris Liu. I'm in sixth grade, and I'm also going to get baptized this weekend.
I'm Angelina Jang. I'm in sixth grade, and I'm going to be baptized this weekend as well.
This is the Timothy they just mentioned.
I'm Andrew, and I'm in sixth grade. I live in Basking Ridge, and I got baptized last September.
Hi, I'm James. I live in Basking Ridge, and I'm in seventh grade.
I'm Ken, I live in Greenville, and I'm in sixth grade.
Amen.
All the sixth graders, serving ones, including young people and college students, can you stand up and wave your hands so the saints will know who are serving this year? Thank you for your service.
Amen.
Three, two, five.
Good morning.
I'm Ethan.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Joyce.
Today we're going to be presenting Just Taste and See That the Lord is Good from hymn 1331.
We are singing verses 1 and 2, but we invite you to sing verses 3 and 4 with us.
serving ones, including young people, can you stand up and say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
There's no one?
Hallelujah.
This is Lord's Army. We have a big class, K22. Amen.
Keep them together. You stay with them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, this school year, our pre-K class covers nothing else but God's creation. Our view of God's creation is so rich and so wonderful. So today we're going to show you, we cannot sing all of them, so we're going to show you seven things, okay? Yeah, we're just practicing. Okay, and ready?
Jesus Christ.
without the piano. One more time without the piano. Okay.
One more time.
Okay, one more time. Okay. You have extra minute.
我要唱 Jesus。
你要听。Okay. Ready?
Set.
你要唱一二三四五六七。就唱一二三四五六七。哎呀，唱一二三四五六七。
Okay.
一二三四五六七，
唱我们都是神的。好，一二三四五六七，有一件事会稀奇，七六五四三二一，我们都是神到底。
我们走了，抓紧。
好，谢谢。
This class starts from January and they learn the two songs very quickly in a couple of months. They sing very well in your classroom, but maybe we are to make them like curious. So next time you will see, you will hear how they sing.
Amen.
Is that lovely? Just yes. So those kids, right? I just feel like, look at my older Lorena and Emily. Just feel like yesterday. Just a blink of eyes. Lorena getting baptized next week. It's unbelievable, right? So I say, every time you say the time is precious, right? Yeah, grow up so fast. Yes. I mean, you just realize that every time you realize, where's time gone? It's gone. Right? So in June 22nd, right? 22nd, Brother Ricky will come here. We have special fellowship for children and young people service.
Amen.
Saturday. Just mark your calendar. I hope all the parents and the serving men and separate time come here and enjoy the fellowship. We just need more. I know we're all busy. There's no, we know everybody's busy. Just mark your calendar, separate time. Come to enjoy the fellowship, and every minute we put effort, I'll see we pay back. This is our payback time. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, brothers. Thank you, the children serving ones, for such a wonderful presentation to us. We appreciate the work from the serving ones. Now, in the next session, we will have two brothers.Lead us with the morning revival, and then we'll open the floor for roughly 10 minutes of overflow from our sins, and right after that we'll share the burden from the past Chinese speaking conference. Praise to the Lord.
Thoroughly enjoyed that presentation. Actually, it is a good segue to the topic that we're getting into for the next, I believe, 8 weeks, right? How about we read the title together?
Amen.
This general subject, the title. Since this is the first week that we're touching the subject, I think it would be good for us just to read the title.Ready? We can do it in English and Chinese at the same time. The development of the kingdom of God in the Christian life and the church life. Amen. Brothers and sisters, I really feel this. Whenever we go from one training to a conference and then to another training, the Lord speaking is very timely.I feel this is what the church, this is all we all need to hear and get into at this present time. Actually, if you consider this title, right away you will touch the burden. And that is in this word, development.
Amen.
Just like how we saw the children in front of us, from the pre-K all the way to the sixth grade, there is a clear development. When the pre-K kids are up here and they can barely utter anything, but they're just standing here with some boldness. We are just so happy that they're up here. But then when you see the sixth graders and they're reciting the kingdom prayer, you see that there is advancement. We wouldn't tell this 2 or 3 year old child, how come you cannot recite the kingdom prayer? No, that is just where they are. So this is very clear in the human life. But even the more, we need to see that there is a development. There has to be the development in the kingdom of God, in the Christian life, and of course in the church life. So this general subject will bring us through the different chapters, the crystals found within the book of Matthew. And I feel this, again, is very timely. We need to see, actually, the kingdom is a certain realm. The kingdom of God, if you would turn with me to the outline, this is Roman numeral 1, is just God himself. Actually, this kingdom is the totality of the life that is composed of that kingdom. Just like when you look at the animal kingdom or the plant kingdom, it's the totality of the living organisms found within that kingdom. So it's more than just saying that, oh, this kingdom has a king. Just like in the animal kingdom, we wouldn't say, oh, there is a particular organism that rules over the other animals. But no, it's the totality. So what does that mean? That means God desires to have a kingdom where his life is permeating, is saturating, is taking over this entire universe, or it is the preeminent one in this kingdom. And so we're helped to see that actually through the verses that we got into this week, this kingdom, which is found as a seed, which is just actually this person revealed in John 3, that the entrance to this kingdom is this life. Amen. Right? Jesus told Nicodemus that the only way for you to see or to enter into this kingdom is that you need to be born again.
Amen.
You need to be born anew.
Amen.
And that you need to be born of the water and the Spirit. And in this way, you can enter into this kingdom.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, it's a life.
Amen.
It's not by knowledge. And I think it's very interesting that this was revealed to Nicodemus, who was a very moral, upright human being. He had maybe probably the best outward behavior found at that time. And yet, Jesus told him, your need is not outward behavior, outward perfection, but your need is to be born into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Through the receiving of this life.
Amen.
So this is the entrance. But we see in 2 Peter, actually, there is a development. We see from those verses that there are human virtues right there that needs to be developed, that needs to advance, so that eventually Peter uses this terminology that the entrance into the eternal kingdom would be bountifully, richly supplied to us. Oh, wait a minute. Didn't you just say that we are all born into this kingdom? Why do I now need to enter into this kingdom? Well, this particular truth in the Bible shows us that in the next age, there is a period of time, the kingdom. And this kingdom is an incentive. It's a reward. Or it could also be a form of discipline for those who are not faithful. Or let me use what Peter uses. Have you noticed that in those verses, this word diligent,
amen,
diligence was used in the beginning and also at the end. Adding all diligence.
Amen.
What does this imply? This means that there needs to be the element of human cooperation. Even though the Lord has given to us precious and exceedingly great promises.
Amen.
Even though He has given to us this faith that is common, equally precious. My faith that the Lord has given to me is the same as yours. And yet, we need to add diligence. In other words, we need to cooperate with the Lord, right? To have this development, this advancement to go on in all of us. Brothers and sisters, this is the unique need today. All of us, we need to render the Lord our cooperation.
Amen.
We need to grow in life.
Amen.
We cannot stay the same. If we were still acting and behaving like the 2 or 3 year old, you would say there was something wrong.
Amen.
But there needs to be the growth. There needs to be the advancement. And I would say, before I turn this over, this week gives us this clear vision. And I hope this coming week, week 2, the material that we will enter into this week will show us the practical way for us to advance,
amen,
for us to grow,
amen,
in this kingdom.
Amen.
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 Amen. This kingdom. So, according to our knowledge, we know there are kingdoms like the animal kingdoms, there are kingdoms of like a plant kingdom. So in each kingdom, there is a life. In the animal's kingdom, there is animal's life, and in the kingdom of plants, and the kingdom is ruled by the life of the plants. So I think until a few years ago, I realized, no, there is another kingdom, or there is another form of life, which is the life of God.
Amen.
Because we are so used to our natural concept that, okay, we only have plants, we have animals, and maybe, you know, human life is the highest form of life, and then maybe we're a little bit more knowledgeable. We say there is a microorganism. That's fine. But things. There is another form of life, which is the life of God. And yes, brother mentioned the book of John, chapter 3. When Nicodemus went to Jesus, he was there in the hope of to a better doctrine. So he was hoping that a better doctrine can help him better behave himself. Yeah, what the Lord say, you need to be reborn again. So which means that he needs a new life. And praise to the God that everyone see here, saints, we have received this new life, which is the life of God.
Amen.
And or say we have the seed sown in us. Yet, just like this 2 year old and 3 year old and then all the way to sixth graders, we know that we can't just dwell on the receiving of this seed. Just let the seed stay in us and not feed the seed any nutrients. So in the Roman numeral 4, I think, yeah, here it says that we need to experience the development of the divine life.
Amen.
And the divine nature contained in the divine seed. So saints, there needs to be a development of this life.
Amen.
I remember in the message, brother specifically emphasized a word, pursue. It's actually in the point B of Roman numeral 5. It says that we need to diligently to pursue the growth of development.
Amen.
I think we all pursue something in our life. Mm-hmm. For most of us who came from the other country, we came here to pursue a degree. You know, we're here to pursue a degree, an education, so we have the ability to pursue a better life. Or we pursue our brother, pursue a sister to form a family. So when we are pursuing something that we know that we hold a value to the things that we pursue, we pursue the things that we think that is important. But how about we pursue the growth and the development of the divine life? Mm-hmm. Since we need to have such a sense or urgency that we need to have a development. We need to have a advance of this life in us. Because this kingdom, about the ruling actually, this is another burden. Because when we come to the kingdom, of course there is a ruler. And in the human realm, we say the ruler is, I don't know, in the United States, the president, the Congress, whatever. They make the laws, they rule the society. And we follow the rules, we will rule. Yet in this kingdom, we are ruled by the life. Yet if without the growth, without the advancement of this life in us, then there will be no rulings. Like the 2-year-old, I was so, I don't know, when the serving was tell the 2-year-old, sing, open your mouth. Are they listening? Probably not, they're not. Because their life is 2-year-old and they're probably not really good at following orders. They're just following whatever how they feel within themselves. And then you see then the older ones, they are able to follow the orders. They are able to listen to the serving ones. They are able to follow the rulings of the outwardly of the serving ones. Yeah, since this ruling of the divine life in us, that needs to be grown.
Yeah. Amen.
That needs to grow so we can have the following of the ruling of the life. Amen. Actually, I just want to touch the last point of the Roman numeral 6 very quickly. So there is a word mentioned in this point. It's the intuition. It says, as those who have been born of God, to enter into the kingdom of God, we need to be recovered to the direct rule of God by the intuition of our spirit. I think oftentimes we mention a lot about ruling by our consciousness. We say when we did something wrong, our conscience will give us a feeling that that's something wrong. But I think in my experience, I barely focus on this intuition. We know there are 3 functions in our spirit, right? And intuition is one of them. I think we rarely exercise this function, saints. So here it says, whenever there is an intuition that in us, then we need to try to learn to follow, to obey.
Amen.
So saints, I hope that we all see there is a ruler in us, which is the divine life. And in order for this life to rule us in life, we have to have the advancement of the divine life in us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So the kingdom of God is eternal. From before time to after time, the kingdom of God is eternal. But the kingdom in this respect is outward. There's an outward ruling in the universe. Mark 1:15 says, the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God has drawn near. So there is a time, the kingdom that will fulfill, this outward ruling will not fulfill God's purpose. There had to be a time of waiting for the kingdom in another way that will fulfill God's purpose. The time is fulfilled through Christ's coming. There's now another kind of kingdom. There's another kind of ruling. This ruling is through regeneration with the divine life. So there are 4 states that we can be in this kind of ruling in the divine life. We could be those without any kind of restraint, no restraint. So there's no ruling. So we just go to whatever extreme we want. The second kind of state is a better, is a recovery, back. So there's a kind of outward ruling. We're ruled in an outward way. This is a way of rules and laws, human government. But there's a third kind of state that we can be in. This is to be ruled, have a restriction, but not an outward restriction, but an inward restriction. We're ruled by our conscience. So when we do things, there's a restriction within us. There's the inward restriction. This is our conscience. But the proper state of what the Lord is working to do is recover us back to the direct rule of God in our spirit through our intuition. This is what this will accomplish His purpose.
Amen.
We open the next 10 minutes to brothers and sisters to share this week's morning. 2 minutes each.
I really appreciated the kingdom of God, just like any other kingdom. To be in a plant kingdom, you have to be a plant. To be in the animal kingdom, you have to be an animal. Even in the human kingdom, you have to be a man. But the kingdom of God is God, which means we need to be God. And we see clearly from John 3, our entrance into this kingdom is that we need to be born again. Amen. We need to be born anew. And to be born, so we need to be born of God. And that's regeneration. That is our initial entrance into the kingdom of God. So here as believers, as we're gathered together, in a very real sense, we are the kingdom of God gathered here. But I was appreciating the kingdom of God surely is a person. So the kingdom of God is God. But we also see in Luke chapter 17, when he was speaking to the Pharisees, he says, they were wondering, where is the kingdom? Is it this, there, or that, elsewhere? But he said, the kingdom of God is in the midst of you. Who was in the midst of the Pharisees? That was the Lord Jesus. So actually, the kingdom of God is our Lord Jesus Christ. So the kingdom of God is a person. It is God in Christ. And I appreciated this verse in 2 Peter 1:10 that Shepherd brought out. For our entrance, actually, how can we have a bountiful and rich entrance into the eternal kingdom of God, which is in the coming age? We actually need this kingdom, this person, Jesus Christ, to develop in us in this age so that we will be granted a rich and bountiful entrance into the eternal kingdom in the coming age.
Hallelujah.
So I appreciate this this phrase, be the more diligent. Be the more diligent.
Amen. Amen.
We may be diligent in so many other things. I have to be very diligent in my studies for medical school. I need to be very diligent in taking care of Phoebe the best I can. And all of us in our family, right? We have a lot of responsibilities. We need to be diligent in taking care of our children and be diligent in this matter and this responsibility. But how much the more? We need to be more diligent.
Yes. Amen.
In making our calling and our selection firm.
Amen.
So for in doing these things, we shall by no means stumble.
Amen.
But rather, we would have a rich and bountiful entrance into the eternal kingdom.
Amen.
Anyways, this kingdom in us is in our spirit. Yeah. But it needs to grow. It needs to develop into our heart.
Amen.
So I was really touched by this verse that the Lord spoke to the Pharisees. Why are you reasoning these things in your heart? And I realized throughout the day, during the week, there are many reasonings of many things in my heart. But how much would I allow the Lord as the kingdom to develop in my heart so that my heart could be a place where He can rule and He can reign and He could possess me so that I could be one with this kingdom. I could allow this kingdom seed to develop in me.
Amen.
So that our entrance, together, each of us, as we exercise to be the more diligent, our entrance into the kingdom will be ever more bountiful and rich.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That the kingdom of God is not just a kingdom seed. Actually, the kingdom of God is a realm. So this means there needs to be a growth. There needs to be a development. Oh, Lord Jesus, I really appreciate in the opening of our brother Ryan said that actually we learn by mistakes. So, oh, Lord Jesus, oh, Lord. So I really appreciate that every day the Lord arranges different situations for us, so that the Lord can make His home in our heart. So He can grow in our hearts. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So there are, oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I just feel like, Lord, I need to, like Paul prays, the Lord, may You strengthen us.
Amen.
So that the Lord can make His home in our hearts.
Amen.
So this week I really feel like the Lord needs to make his home in my emotion. So Lord Jesus. So Adley brother open fellowship with me that he said, I need to like, the Lord needs to add himself to grow in my emotion because I'm a person easily get excited. When something happens, I really easily get excited. So Lord Jesus, this week I'm a prayer, Lord, make your home in my emotion.
Amen.
Lord, grow in my heart.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
So we are living in the United States. So I think in this message that we cannot be just satisfied with being a lawful citizen. So so the laws governing our behavior is actually a very low bar, according to God's standard. And then we cannot also be just satisfied with just be a good man, which means we are governed by our conscience. I think that what God's purpose was to directly governed by the intuition, which means in the spirit, in the fellowship with the spirit. And then I think that we cannot just focus on just about our behavior. God's kingdom is not just about our behavior. Behavior is just something outwardly showing. God's kingdom is about our heart. What heart you have will determine what kind of behavior you have. You cannot just, because behavior we can just hide. We can easily hide our true nature with our behavior. I think God's kingdom is truly about our heart. And that heart, it starts with the seed. If you look at the battery, the God's kingdom starts with the seed of life when we get baptized. And that seed need to grow, need to expand to our full, to the full extent of our hearts.
Amen.
Which will make us, to put it in a way, to live under God's rule is some kind of negative. It's some kind of negative, I would say negative way. But I think that what God really wants is we need to be one with him. We need to think in God's thinking, in Lord Jesus' thinking. We need to have his likeness. We need to have what he wants. I think it's all just for our, not just for our right or wrong, it's all for the benefits of others. If thinking, that's what God really wants. It's for the God's family, for God's, I think for the church. I think once we change our sight from just looking at ourselves, just trying to self-cleanness. We cannot be just living a life with just self-cleanness, just based on right or wrong. Amen.
I always enjoy the Brother Duncan shared Roman number 4. I will read for you. We need to experience the development of the divine life and divine nature. And contained in the divine seeds and has been sowed into the so that we may have the rich entrance into the eternal kingdom. This morning, brother and sister, have you enjoyed the experience of the divine life? You see, this morning we enjoyed the children's service. You see, I remember the Paul mentioned about someone playing, someone waddling, but God caused them grows. You see, when Christ planted, it's like a seed growing our heart. You see these young kids, the children from generation to generation, continuing growing here. Everything's growing here. The father and the mother, they plant these young children. But you see, the children's service continue watering here. Then you see they are growing. Amen.
Amen.
That's the kingdom of God. We can enjoy it. We can experience in here. You use the verse from the 2 Peter 1 to 14. that's very touched me. You know, this elder training and the 31 training was continued the last training from Addis Ababa. Talk about the world, talk about the development of the kingdom. I don't know, you still remember? Start from that time, talk about the development of the kingdom. Which book talk about the development of the kingdom? Brother and sister, 2 Peter, chapter 1-14. I will just read two verses, that's very important. The first one is 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 5. He says, and for this very reason, also, adding all diligence and supply bountifully in your faith and virtue, and in virtue and also knowledge. He continued to talk about seven or eight virtues. The first one we know is the faith. That's the foundation. Continue, we have a virtue, we have a knowledge. Then after those seeds, foundation, we have the self-control, we have endurance, we also have a godliness, and we have a godliness. Also, the finally growing the brotherly love and the divinely love. He used the two Greek words. Talk about the phileo and agapao. You know, these two words was the beginning. When the first time, chapter 21, when Jesus talked to the Peter, do you love me more than this? He used the agape, that is the divine love. But that time, Peter doesn't understand what means agape. So Jesus asked the second time, do you love me? Do you agapao? Do you love me? Use the divine love. Still, Peter can answer. So the third time, Jesus lowered the situation. Talk about it. Do you love me more than this? He used a phileo, like Philadelphia, the same root. Phileo, what means? Friendly love. Do you love me? Friendly. During that time, the beginning, when Jesus just resurrected, Peter that time doesn't have any idea about the agape love. But during, after he wrote the second Peter in this book, that's the last book, he's very urgent. You know, Peter is the first elder. Right now, we enjoy the first elder give out the training. That time, he know the agape. He's growing. He's getting mature. That time, after the wrote his book, he's going to sacrifice. You see, he's growing. Can you believe? He's growing. Amen. The divine nature is growing. Amen. And also 11, he talked about another time. For in the way that the entrance into the eternal kingdom. You talk about kingdom of our Lord and our Savior. Jesus Christ will be richly and bountiful supply to you. Amen. He talked about two times. Talk about the bountiful supply. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Continue growing because he was bountiful supply. Amen.
I was very touched by this week's message. The title is The Development of the Kingdom of God. So meaning that it's under construction. And I was very touched by Brother Xiaogang's fellowship. It really depends on what our heart condition is. I think some brothers and sisters know that I got a very serious car accident this week. You know, when I arrived at the hospital, the doctor asked me, do you have a living will? I was like, wow, I never thought about this. And then right after I got home, I told my mom, you know, after I feel better, the first thing is that I need to write a living will. But then this morning, you know, the Lord reminded me, then what about your spiritual life? You know, actually, materially, I don't have much to leave, you know, into the world. But then I think that many of us, you know, like Brother Tang shared, we actually never, rarely thought about you know, really exercise our spirit when we face a situation. And then I think that that's the part God needs to, you know, grow in us. And I don't know if young people read the message this week. We spent a lot of time editing it. It's Matthew 13 about our heart condition. There are four types of heart, right? So the first one is the wayside heart. You know, yes, we do. God is the seed of life, right? He sowed the life in us. But then we are like the wayside. We have so many worldly things. And then the birds can and then eat the seeds, right? And the second type is the stony heart. It's like we have hidden sins. It's very superficial, right? And this, when the sun comes out, the seed cannot grow. And the third heart is the thorny heart. We are occupied by a lot of our lusts, our desires, our money, anxiety, a lot of that things. Of course, the fourth one is the good heart. We all want to be the good heart for the Lord to sow the seed in us so that we can grow in Him. I do hope that I will be more open to the Lord.
Amen.
And in every situation, so that, you know, this time I really feel that, you know, you never know what would happen, you know, next minute. So we really need to redeem the time.
Amen.
To turn to the Lord.
Amen.
What I really enjoy this week is that God wants to bring us back to His direct rule. And in the garden, man lived under the direct rule of God, in fellowship with God. They really didn't even know they were naked. And so they lived in fellowship with God. And from the beginning, God had given them the intuition and the fellowship. And it wasn't until man fell that even though the man already had the conscience on creation, that it was activated. Right, so when the conscience was activated, it was because God wanted man to have his, you know, his rule. He would rule man through the conscience. But we see from the epistles that even man's conscience was seared. You know, in 1 Timothy, it tells us that it was seared like a hot iron, where they couldn't even tell. When they were committing sin, you know, nobody really knew they were committing sin. And so upon regeneration, the Lord recovers these three functions, right? But the purpose of going back to being ruled by the conscience is not for that. It's so that actually our conscience needs to be dealt with in order for it to be, for us to even sense God, because we can have a corrupt conscience, like 2 Timothy or 1 Timothy says. So when our conscience has to be cleaned, then we can go back to the self-rule and then go back to God's rule, to live in His presence. And there was something that I really enjoy. There was a comparison of, dealing with the conscience, which is the central part of our being, is a thorough removal of all the bacteria from our apparel. So let's say dealing with sin is removing the dirty spots from our garment. Dealing with the world is like removing the colorful printed pattern in the garment.
Amen.
But dealing with the conscience is removing all the bacteria from the garment, which makes it very clean. But that is just to take us to one step further so we can return back to God to live in His presence. Because there's a difference between, you know, living in the conscience and living by God's rule.
Amen.
God, you know, the conscience has to do with right and wrong, good and evil, right? So, you know, we know that God started the human government because man didn't listen. You know, that's why we need the policemen and the courts. But eventually God wants us to recover this function, to live in His presence. And anyway, I forgot what I was saying. But, basically, we need to go back to God's rule.
Amen.
You can do something right, and that's not God's rule. You know, it can be right. You know, I'm not doing anything wrong. It's according to the law, but perhaps God didn't want me to say that, even though it wasn't a wrong thing. That, you need to be quiet right now. You didn't need to say anything. So God's rule has to do with God himself, and not necessarily right and wrong. And this is where God wants to take us back to him.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. Due to our time concern, we will switch gear to the sharing the burden of the past Chinese-speaking conference. I know quite a few members of brothers and sisters went there. We will dedicate the rest of the time for the sharing.
Amen.
And praise the Lord.
Amen.
So who would like to start first?
I think the fellowship that was given in the conference was very much to do, to do with our today's sharing. This is the development of the kingdom. Actually, I was very touched by all the sharing this morning and you know this week's message. It just bring us back to this God's view. Amen. Ever since man fell, right? It just as the saints all have shared, God has activated this particular organ in our human being, which is the conscience, right? So the first phase is that all humans are put into the rule of the conscience. And you see, that didn't work very well, right? And then the next phase is, the human just keeps, the degradation just keeps going on and eventually brought into the ruling by man, right? And today we're all under the ruling by man. But in the world government, right, every country has this. But this week really brings us back to this view of God's ruling, right? So in the church life, how should we, what should we focus on, I would say, right? Are we focused on man's ruling, or the ruling by conscience, self-ruling, or ruling by God? Right? Today, through this message, we just recalibrated back to this ruling by God, right? So anything that we do or anything we say really needs to be ruled by God.
Amen.
Right, this is so important. Otherwise, we could actually, sometimes the line can be very blurred. We may be saying right things, right? Our conscience may, we say, oh, this is not right, or this is not. And in that process, it could very well bring us into this ruling of man, or ruling by ourself, by our conscience, right? Not bring us back to God. So this is very important that whenever we serve or whenever we are pursuing, we really have to have this mind, have this vision that everything that we do or everything that we say really needs to be brought back to God's ruling, that we need to be in the Spirit, right? And not just, so I remember some brother has shared that sometimes it's not just whatever is right you have to say. Sometimes if you have to really have to turn to the Spirit, right? Whatever's the right, because we're not in the realm of the right and wrong. We're in the realm of the life. A monkey cannot imitate a human, just as a human cannot imitate God. So we have to be really allow him to grow in ourselves, allow the God to grow. And only that element will be brought into God's ruling. And in fact, this the past conference, I think, has very much to do with our living, right? Our living, first, we need to reestablish the fellowship with God, right? So we need to have our prayer life before Him, right? And then we need to be brought into God's move. We need to brought into expanding of His kingdom. And God is doing that among all His people to preach gospel, to have a shepherding life, right? And then the God wants, really wants to, you know, expand on this earth. This is all we, you know, really need to get into our daily living. Yeah. And praise the Lord for this. I'll just open up and things can continue to share.
Sure.
Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. I was really enjoyed this opening and also enjoy the Chinese Speak Conference in the past, in the middle of May. The title of this this conference is by grouping into God's army and by practicing the four aspects of the vital group.
Amen.
To advance the kingdom of God in church life. So what are the four aspects of the vital groups? They are, as Brother just mentioned, by praying life, prayers life, by gospel preaching life, by shepherding and home perfecting life, so that God's kingdom could be multiplied, advanced, and further developed. In this conference, I was very much anchored into this vision so that the church could be multiplied through the four aspects of the vital groups. And what the aspect I enjoy the most is the second message, where brothers is encouraging us to be diligent in home perfecting and shepherding.
Amen.
The living brother used the message in Matthew chapter 25 to encourage us in two aspects. The first aspect is we have to pay for the price so that we can purchase an oil, which is signifying the Spirit. When the bridegroom or Lord comes in the coming age, we could be the prudent ones to welcoming, to entering into the love feast with our Lord. The second part is the example of those faithful servants. Remember in that story, when the Lord gave the servant one talent, two talents, or five talents respectively, guess what? Each of the servants duplicated and returned the Lord with the corresponding talent to the Lord. For those who received one talent, they returned one talent. For those who gave two talents, they returned two talents. So the key point here is, during the home perfecting and shepherding, Lord, give us a heart to be diligent so that we can duplicate the effort and talent we have to duplicate another one, to be exactly of what we are practicing in this four aspect of vital practice. The other thing I was really touched by this conference is Brother shared our city in the Far East, where this church locality was established in year 2006. In the next 10 years, there's no multiplying, there's no absolute any growth in that church. They have no other ways. And then they were given this vision of the four aspects of the vital practice. Within the next 2 or 3 years, there were more than tenfold of multiplication and increasement in the church life. I was so much touched by this vision, and therefore I really encourage our brothers and sisters to step up our efforts to really enter into this four aspect of vital practice so that the kingdom of God could be advanced and be realized in the church life in Piscataway.
Amen.
Praise to the Lord.
Amen.
So in the church life, we have met a lot of problems. Like we wanted to preach gospel, but we looks like we had no enough space. We try to serve, there's a lot of opinions. And you know, we saw the shepherding get the fuse for the receiver, sometimes we refuse the champagne to us. So it's a feel, you know, we kind of hopeless. But this, actually, this conference, I really touched by the point. This is the step of order. You know, the first order, the first step is the prayer.
Amen.
So we started from prayer. If we try to do shopping, we try to gospel, and do something, you know, without the prayer, you can do nothing.
Amen.
So that's what I touched. Really, we need the prayer. So we started from prayer. We forget about everything else. We started prayer. So this also, in my experience, the last couple months, a couple weeks, I feel really touched and also get practice. In the when I go to usually I have 1 hour driving to my working place, and really I kind of give really some message, the message, I hear the message, and sometimes I feel like, you know, that I hear the message a little bit in, but then out, you know, from this ear in and from that ear out, and really not a, even though I spend like most of the time on my driving to hear the message, and one time, second time, third time, but this not really, it's, the supply is not that bountiful. But now I switch to prayer first. I pray for myself, pray for the saints, pray for the church,
Amen.
And one by one, you will see, you, and then you will fall of the fruit, full of the joy. You know,
Amen.
You have the hymn coming, and it will naturally, you know, when after you pray, you will have this kind of naturally joyful, it come to you.
Amen.
So it's really a good practice.
Amen.
If you really, we really needed to get a prayer, so we can connect with the Spirit, Divine Spirit, and then we can get supply from Him. And also, in Basque, we have the calendar. You know, on the calendar, we have brothers prepare all the names, all the saints, what's their situation, what's needed to pray. So all the gospel friends, and what their situation. So all this keep put it on the prayer. So I really in touch and get a practice that is also got a testimony.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.